Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good and some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that...
CITR!
Can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
Is 13 Plus God, a seven-headed beast out on Anticon Records, and it's made up of the German pop experimentalists the Knot Twist, as well as several members of the genre-defying but mainly hip-hop at its core label, Anticon Records. 13 Plus God is known to include Jell and Dose One, also known as themselves. Dax from Subtle and the sometimes contributor Console also appears. Own Your Own Ghost is the second album from 13 Plus God, and it's their first album in almost 6 years, aside from a few live and EP releases, and it was just released on Anticon Records. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Canada Post Rock, and my name is P-Bone. And ways you can contact this show so you can praise, yell, request, or even argue with me include www.canadapostrock.ca, as well as www.citr.ca. And you can also email me, pbone@canadapostrock.ca. Tonight on the show, we have tracks from Umberto, Collections of Colonies of Bees, Grasshopper and Yellow Swans. And if any of you listeners have any pacemakers, epileptic seizures, high blood pressure, or a mild case of gout, then consider yourself warned. Thank you.
Tuesday, October 4th at the Biltmore, it's San Francisco indie poppers, Girls, touring in support of their latest CD, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Advanced tickets are available at Red Cat, Scratch, High Life, and Victoria's Ditch Records, as well as online at ticketweb.ca. Sunny in the Sunsets and Papa will open up the show. Doors are at 8 p.m. Girls, October 4th at the Biltmore Cabaret.
From the classic Dario Argento film Suspiria, that was Goblin. And Suspiria was the film's theme music. And Goblin is an Italian progressive outfit most known for single-handedly changing the look, well, the sound of a generation of zombie movies. Their eerie and spooky keyboards, along with their bizarre vocal experimentations, appeared in several high-profile zombie movies like Deep Red, Suspiria, and Dawn of the Dead, and even more. Before that, Shower Scene is a track from Umberto, and Umberto is synth and prog explorations from Matt Hill out of Kansas City. He's a longtime collaborator and touring member of the lava-textured drone outfit called Expo 70, but his project Umberto is eerie at its core, and it channels Goblin in the films of Dario Argento from the 70s, as well as a bit of krautrock and Tangerine Dream thrown in for good measure. So, as the Poets Affirm are a post-rock five-piece that has since broken up, they were based out of Ottawa, and they released about three albums over their kind of short lifespan. Their debut album called I Want to Tell My Heart to You, But I Cannot Say English was released independently in 2004. From that album, this is called Calliope.
traversons la ville où Juillet s'abandonne. Il écrase et s'enroule dans son air enflammé. Glissement de nuages dans le ciel incertain. Le paysage est lourd, immense. La rumeur fébrile de la fin de semaine s'engouffre dans ce jour. Des amas de néon flottent sur des vitrines. À l'intérieur desquelles le son hurle et les corps se resserrent. Des amours volatiles dans l'air conditionné. S'agite, se cherche, se consume. En bas et chaotique, aux couleurs du moment, tous les rêves érotiques se ressemblent.
Timber Production wants you to see Neon Indian, October 4th, at Venue Nightclub. This Texas electropop band are touring to support their upcoming new release, Era Extraña. Non-Scientologists Calm Trues will open the show. Doors are at 8. Grab an advance ticket online at ticketweb.ca or venture into Red Cat, Scratch, High Life, Beat Street, or Victoria's Ditch Records to secure your spot. Neon Indian with Calm Trues, Venue Nightclub, October 4th.
An ensemble with a track called, pardon my French, it's En Attendant L'Orage, taken from the Fat Cat release called Excerpts. And Ensemble is the hushed and quieted pop and ambient music of Olivier Allary. And he's from France, but he is currently living and based out of Montreal right now. So Collections of Colonies of Bees are a jammy guitar and a post-rock band from Milwaukee with a lot of emphasis on the guitars. They've got a really mathy guitar stance, like some 90s guitar bands like Polvo and stuff from the Chapel Hill scene. They've had a few releases out on Polyvinyl Records, but their latest is on the Home Tapes label, which is also home to Megaphone, Feathers, Pattern is Movement. This, from Collections of Colonies of Bees, is Lawns.
Thank you.
And you are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. And you can check out the webpage at www.canadapostrock.ca if you want to check out podcasts and playlists in case you missed something I said. And don't forget to check out CITR.ca. I do got about half an hour left on the program, and if you'd like to hear anything, you can give me a call at 604-822-2487, and my name is P-Bone. Tim Hecker is a Montreal-based sound artist. He's got several releases on Chicago's Cranky Records. His sound is really heavy and throbbing textures with microsounds and engulfing atmospherics. In 2008, he did a somewhat surprising collaboration with the doomgaze guitarist Aidan Baker, also known as Nadja. The album was called Phantasma Peristasi, and it was put out on the Montreal experimental label Alienate Records. It was split up into a 66-track album, but it was actually only 7 tracks, well, movements to be precise. This from that album is a track called Gallery of Invisible Women.
Timber beckons you to the Electric Owl Social Club on October 8th for a night of pop, rock, and or roll featuring Los Angeles-based sub-pop recording artists Dum Dum Girls. Killer San Diego Carnivores Crocodiles and suspected environmentalist Colleen Green will open up the show. Advance tickets are now available. Go to Red Cat, Scratch, High Life, Ditch Records in Victoria, or visit the worldwide website ticketweb.ca. The doors open at 8, and the party never stops, when Dum Dum Girls hit the Electric Owl Social Club with Crocodiles and Colleen Green, Saturday, October 8th.
And Antoine Berthome and Elliot Sharp with a track called Essence, off the very dramatic and heavy textured guitar album called Bass. Those two put out that album on the experimental jazz label called Actuel CD Records, and they're based out of Montreal. So Grasshopper is a duo based out of New York made up of Jesse DeRosa and Josh Milrod, who focus on throbbing walls of droning jazz noise. Underneath the clouds of hazy electronics lies sparse and disconnected trumpet lines. And these two have learned classical music at some of the world's best conservatories. And they've also toured the world with several classical orchestras. But instead of making traditional classical music or jazz, Grasshopper focus on a drone and jazz noise that is probably about as out there as drone music gets. So I'm going to leave you with this track tonight. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be here next week with some more music. And also stay tuned to CITR for more great programming. From Grasshopper, this is called Solias.